I can't get over these just cartoon characters in Davos. I'm looking at them now on CNBC. I love how they put the they put the anchors in Davos. They put them outside on like a really fancy TV set, and they got their ski caps on. You know, their $100 ski caps on, and they look all bundled up there. They probably got heaters right behind them. You just can't see them on the cameras, but it looks really cool on TV. Sort of, maybe, as the people fly private jets to Davos, Switzerland. 1,040 private jets landed in Davos, Switzerland, as these people preach green energy. What a bunch of cowards. Tim in the Northland. What's up, Tim? Good morning.
Armando, I got three things for you now. I'll make them real quick, though. Talking about those 1,000-plus jets in Davos, you talk about your opportunity to go jet skiing. Okay. Number two,
hold on.
Al Gore.
All right, you can hold on, hold on, hold on. Before you get to your next joke, you got a crickets for that joke. What's your next joke?
Okay. Al Gore talking about the ocean's boiling. He's been hanging out with Jimmy Buffett too long. The smell of the shrimp, they're beginning to boil. And then number number three, note to the Republicans. I know you want the logs for the visits to the Biden residence. Even if they did exist, they would do you no good. You know Hunter was there with strippers, and strippers don't use their real names.
All right.
Have a good one, buddy.
In the words of Meatloaf, two out of three ain't bad there, Tim in the Northland. Two out of three ain't bad. You sign up for that every time. Yeah, something. Imagine going through the visitors' logs of who is at the Biden home where the classified documents are located. And it's like, let me think of a, geez, let's think of the best stripper names that I can. Oh boy, I don't know, like Rocky Hornball or something like that. Although that'd be a male stripper, wouldn't it? Well, who knows? Who knows who Hunter had in the house? Cinnamon Jones, you know, something like that. Madison is a popular stripper name, right? That's got to be a good one. Madison Stevens. Jane. J-A-Y-N-E. Jane.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good stripper name.
Funky spelling.
Yeah, you got to have funky spelling. Pretty, like P-R-I-T-T-Y.
Sprinkles with a Z.
Sprinkles with a Z. Crystal, that's definitely a stripper
Sparkles
name.
Sparkles Starbright.
Jeez. Yeah, so literally the FBI is going to go through Joe's visitor list at his home, and it's going to be like, what was yours, John? Sprinkle Starbright?
No, Sparkle.
Sparkles.
Sparkle Starbright.
Sparkle Starbright. It's going to be like Brandy Jones.
Sparkle Starbright plus yeah. one.
Or it's going to be a lot of single names, no last names. Jeez, yep. We got mm-hmm. Ginger and Candy.
There you go, yeah.
And Cherry and Jade. And Joe, do these people have last names? And Joe's like,
what are we talking about?
What's going on here? I didn't meet these folks. Destiny, that's probably a big name as well. It's going to be all these single name folks. It's like, but it's not like Bono, you know what I mean? It's going to be like Chastity.
Got to get a couple of silent letters in there, stuff like that. Zha, Zha, Z-H-A.
I bet you there's a diamond in there, and Joe's going to be like, diamond and silk? No, not that diamond. No, different diamond. You mean Hunter's? Hunter was telling me about his friend named Diamond. I wondered what she was all about. Sky with an E at the end, right? That's definitely a good stripper name. Probably showed up on the guest list for who was at the Biden house. No wonder they don't have keep records of who was there. What are some other good ones? Lexi? Roxy? Come on, give me some good ones on the text line, 816-576-7710. China! China with a Y! China! As Trump would say. All these people just happen to be on the guest list. Oh, you mean the guest list disappeared? Oh, gosh, okay. Can't imagine why. I wonder what that's all about. Jeez, you got me. Tim's got me going in a million different directions now after that call. Eesh, John.
You can look this one up in the NFL, Cincinnati, or maybe in Cleveland. Anyway, had a receiver. His name was Fair Hooker.
Oh,
you know what? You not.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
that's
Fair
funny.
Hooker.
Fair Hooker. Yeah, I found him here.
There he is.
Fair Hooker.
Bengals or Browns? I couldn't remember. I just see a uniform color in my head.
Fifth round draft pick mm-hmm. by the Browns in yeah. the 69 draft.
Okay.
So that was even before Icky Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before Icky.
Oh, gosh almighty, this is...
This is lit.
Woo, boy. All right, speaking of Joe, this was put together by my friends at RNC Research yesterday, because, you know, earlier this week he was waxing poetic on Martin Luther King Jr. Day about our first black female Supreme Court justice, right, in Ketanji Brown Jackson. But that name, that's a name that's always given Joe a little bit of trouble, you know? It's really just been one that he, for whatever reason, can't get to land right.
Those are the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson, our Supreme Court justice.
Even when he said it right, he kind of said drown, Ketanji Brown Jackson. It's kind of what he said. So they put together a little montage of Joe messing up Ketanji's name. Let's take a listen.
Ketanji Brown Jackson in the nomination of Ketanji. Well, you saw her. I guess you saw Justice Brown. Justice Brown Jackson.
Those are the words of Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Oh,
our Supreme Court
goodness
justice.
Goodness gracious. Oh, God. It's like the other day when he screwed up the happy birthday song.
Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
When we look back on the administration and look at the best moments, the butchering of the birthday is going to be right up there for me. When he's trying to sing a happy birthday to Andrea King, who is Martin Luther King III's wife, and he didn't come close, man.
Happy birthday, dear Valen. Happy birthday to you.
Larry.
You know what that reminds me of, too? That reminds me of when he was here in town in 2021, and he forgot Quentin Lucas's name. You guys, you remember this?
Under the leadership of mayors like, our mayor here, KC Water has going to replace all known service lines in Kansas City, but there's more work to be done in the region.
Under the leader of folks like, our mayor here. Oh, jeez.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
The keeps on giving at the expense of the American people.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.